time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff. And today we are talking the conversation of everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go now. And I think, you know, all of us, even non-believers out there, you know, would consider, well, if, you know, if there is a heaven and a hell when I die, I would obviously like to end up on the better side of that spectrum, right? But I think if you ask most people, you know, living today, even the believers, hey, are you ready to just, you know, pack up your bags and head to heaven? I kind of think the average answer is, well, probably not yet. I still got some things left here to do. What do you think, Jeff?
I think most people, like, who is the guy that wrote that song? Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go
Kenny
right
Chesney.
Now. Kenny Chesney.
Yep.
I think he's really on to something, because even for Christians, you know, we all lean heavily upon our hope, but I hate to say this, but we kind of treat our faith like car insurance. It's one of those things that we have, but we hope we never have to use.
Like, oh, well, just in case.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would say the vast majority of people have all these plans they still want to fulfill. Mm-hmm. And so they're not ever quite ready to check out. And the only ones that I can think of that are people who, for illness sake or because of an injury
intolerable.
Yeah, it made life so miserable. They said, you know what? I've lived my life and I'm ready for what's next. I'm ready to go home. And, mm-hmm. But there's a place where you have to let go. And I think most people don't live their life ready to let go with their bags packed. Right.
Sure. Now, do you think as you age and get, you know, to be older, to be maybe 50, 60, 70 years old, do you think it starts to be an easier thing to let go of once, you know, maybe you've raised your children and they're out of the house and maybe you've had grandchildren or maybe you've gotten to travel the world or maybe your calling was to help others and you've done that, or, you know, you feel spiritually that you're tuned in to heaven and you're ready to go? I mean, do you think that gets easier as you age, or do you think it's just as difficult as when you're young?
That's a fascinating way to look at it. A parallel, I would say this. Remember when you were a kid and you had to wait to open presents, and that day before your birthday and you had all these presents and you can't wait and it seemed like an eternity?
I remember at Christmas time, I would always have that say, like, the month of December felt like it took forever as a kid.
But now it's like it just flies by. And, what's happened is I can't prove this, but I think what happens as you age, your perception of time changes. That's why 30 seconds when you're 5 seems like forever, and 30 seconds when we're...
like 30 days when you're 30 feels like it was 2.
Yeah, And all that's changed is...
where'd the month of August go?
Yeah, all that's changed is you've got this collective experience of time in your belt, so to speak, and it, in the aggregate, affects your full view of the world around you and how you perceive it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So in the same way, I think that there's something to be said for your age. And if you mature and you don't treat the world like it's your playground, making it all about you, that's probably the best way to say it. People who are obsessed about themselves and make this life all about them, I don't think they
ever come to terms with that.
But I think the people who are always seeking to discern the bigger picture and how they fit in, and this story is not about them, but about him.
Like I said, finding that purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Capital H-I-M, him, mm-hmm. God. I think when we realize that our life, our eyes are the camera, and most people think this video that they're witnessing is all about them. It's all in first person, and your whole life is about you. And I think for the people who think it's all about you, never come to terms with life, with death, with heaven, with hell, with any of it.
With any of the expansion or how, like, it's much greater than any one of us.
And the people who just said do that very thing, I think do. I think those are the ones who come to peace and want even what's next.
Because you know what's coming.
Right. Well, it's like you realize, as great as this life is and the best moments I've ever enjoyed, what's coming next is better than all of that.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
who doesn't want to be a part of that? Mm-hmm. Kenny Chesney.
And that's where I think he nails it. And like I said at the opening of this, I think most people are like, well, yeah, I want that. But am I ready for that today?
Or the doubts too. I think the doubts get us because we've all believed things that we later found out weren't true, like the Easter Bunny, mm-hmm. like Santa Claus. You know?
Wait a minute. This is actually, I got to tell you, this is a funny story while we're on the topic of Santa Claus. So when I was probably 6 or 7 years old, my parents had this guy dress up as Santa Claus and he came into the house. I was probably six. He came into the house and built me this like toy barn and he's like in there making, oh, ho, 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 and he's, and I'm watching him around the corner and like, he doesn't, well, obviously I'm sure the guy knew, but I didn't think he knew that I was there. And standing there, and I just remember that exhilarating, like, wow, Santa Claus just built this toy barn in my kitchen. And then, yeah, that was pretty crushing, man, to find out that, no, that was just a dude in a suit with a beard.
I was so disappointed when I found out Santa wasn't real, man. My parents said, I mean, I had my suspicions, you know, like mm-hmm. I wasn't sure. They would reassure me, you know, and last year I found out, man, I've been upset ever since, dude. No, I actually was in fifth grade when I finally...
I think that's how old I was,
yeah,
too, honestly.
Yeah, that was embarrassing because all my
same
friends...
Same here!
Yeah, my friends were like, dude, I learned that when I was in kindergarten. And
I'm like, dude, Santa Claus...
It's real, man.
He put together a toy in my kitchen. What are you
real.
Talking about?
I did not... That's funny. Fifth grade, my second year, I think.
And then
was.
here I am like, oh, yeah, actually, that's not true.
Yeah, and then you feel like a fool. You're embarrassed. You're mad because mm-hmm. he's not real. And then... I don't know if this happened for you. Then I was like, what else have my parents mm-hmm. lied about? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And the distrust, man, did it ever begin. And then it's like, so what else? You're going to tell me the tooth fairy's not real next? You know?
They're like, well, yeah, Santa was the biggest Hallmark one. So
oh,
after
man.
You take him down, they're kind of all.
But I do. I think that all of us have these little fears there with that we're afraid that, well, what if it's not true? Mm-hmm. You know, what if I believe this because it's a really fantastic story and I was told something that was just to comfort me in my fears.
Mm. Yeah, that's a tough thing to grasp. I mean, that's definitely thoughts I've had before. I can't say that I haven't.
Well, and I think that's back when I was an atheist, that was one of my fears. And the way I wrestled with that was, okay, fine. I was on a fact-finding mission. I'm going to prove it. Like I was... going to prove there was no Easter Bunny. I'm going to prove there's no God, you know? And we've talked about this before, and you start running down that road, it's very clear scientifically that something had to cause life. It can't happen on its own.
When you even take all fear of that aside, I mean, let's take an atheistic perspective, and you either believe that once you die, there's eternal nothingness, right? It's just like you went to sleep forever, or you have some form of religious viewpoint to which you believe there is a higher existence of spiritual living after death, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So all that aside, we can agree that we aren't going to decide when we leave this earth regardless. Whether we fear it, don't fear it, it's not going to be up to us no matter what. Whether you're in your car and you get in an accident or you kill over from a heart attack. Whatever it is, whatever it may be, is going to be out of our control as individuals. Other than, you know, if you're taking a suicidal approach. I don't see how then you wouldn't make the choice to take the belief in the higher existence of living.
When my wife goes to the store and she's been gone a while, I have these sweeping fears like, what if something happened? What
yeah.
if something?
Oh, no, I get that same kind of thing for sure.
You know, I think we that's where our doubts come in. We know there are things. I want to believe she's coming home. She's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. She's going to have... you know, dinner in the bag, you know, whatever yep. it is, I want to believe. My point is I've been disappointed and I believed and I hoped for what never came to pass. And I think that's part of people's issue is.
Well, where does disappointment come from?
Well, I think life.
Expectation. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Life presents opportunities where we
expect things we don't get.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it doesn't pan out.
then we're disappointed.
I think we call those dreams dashed on the rocks, right? You know,
sure.
We've all got our plans. We all want to live our life. We all want to do it our way, like Burger King, have it your way. We want to do it our way. And the reality is, I think death reminds us, even heaven, is it's a place that we can somewhat prepare for, but there's nothing there we get to prepare. We have no control. When you watch TV, are you more comfortable having the remote or when Brittany has it?
And just, I guess it depends on what's on.
It's football season.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll take the remote then.
You know, I think in all of us, there is a desire to control, mm-hmm. not just our life, but even our death. I think it's a constant reminder. Death is a constant reminder. You're not in control.
I was just going to say, isn't that how we end up in destruction though? Is thinking yeah. that we can always control all things. And it's tough. It's very difficult to step and be like, oh, I can't do that.
I think a lot of life is us learning to let go.
Mm-hmm. I would say a good majority is like
and so go back to full circle with your older folks, the ones that get older who do get it. That's just it.
They learn to let go.
Yeah, they let go and so they can take hold of what's next.
Mm. And you know, as you do start to let go, I guess I've noticed this in my own life anyways, you let go of just little things along of that journey we always talk about, you start to notice like the real freedom because you just start to like, wow, that used to consume my mind. I would worry about that all the time and then it's really not that big of a deal.
And what's wild about that is nothing really changed in your situation, but your view of it, mm-hmm. right? It's like, okay.
It's kind of like that. We talked about this a few episodes back of if we could write letters to ourselves back mm-hmm. in the day. And like I said, all of the things like you thought as, oh man, these small issues are so big. They're going to matter for the rest of my life. And they never do. It's kind of like just being able to perceive and understand that as an adult, I think.
If you from heaven in the future could write a letter to you today, what would it say? And I think it would be that. Hey, man, you know, don't worry about what's coming. It's going to be amazing. There's a wisdom that we gain if we would consider not just our birth, but our death and how to make the most of that time in between.
In between. Yeah, sure.
As good a time as I had back in my childhood, I don't want to go back. Once we're in heaven, we're going to look back on some of our fond memories of this life. If we had the option, I bet we'd say the same thing. I would never go back.
It's been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations that you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless.